Alright, time for another draftphysics.com video presentation. Pretty much. So just loose end stuff, you know, whatever, comments, you know, that I haven't approved, that I haven't read, and some other comments on other places and stuff like that there. I guess I'll just point out, re-emphasize that the Brozo, you know, promised he was making three new videos, and, you know, he's going to back up his bold assertions that he has proven Professor Lewin's experiment credible. I mean, that's the title of his video. And, you know, so we're actually going to see an air track experiment and maybe some sort of vision that's, you know, where we can actually see the experiment, you know, actually see the data, as Pirro would put it, witness it ourselves, because you could actually film it at a rational angle. But anyway, none of that showed up. Mindless Marbles, another, you know, notorious troll, claims he's going to make some sort of video. Yeah, I bet it won't address any of the points I've made. Yeah, I betcha. Anyway, it's, you know, tedious is what it is. All right, so I'll go through some of these comments that I just haven't been bothered with. So some idiot points out with Vividia browser. So first off, you just say it's a stupid-ass fucking name. So the browser's already in big trouble. They couldn't even figure out a name, like, cool or something. They couldn't come up with some, like, rational name for it. And you're going to say, I should have confidence. It's better than Firefox and Chrome. Yeah, I doubt it. All right, so we'll just say that's spam. Yeah. I mean, certainly not on the subject of the fucking video. That's for sure. So fuck that. Fuck you. All right. Matter is crystallized spirit. That's all you need to know. And you know that through what? Oh, yeah, you don't really explain why you're sure of that. Mommy told you so. Yeah, I'm sure that's the answer. Fuck you. All right, so we already dealt with this, so we'll just delete it and be done with that. Old comment. What is your opinion of the quote, any attack on me is an attack on science? I don't know. In a political atmosphere, why not? So ask me what I think of conspiracy theories. Yeah, I don't think much of them, frankly. So if you're going to ask me to defend what side, I'm certainly not going to defend the side that is pretending that, you know, vaccines are a threat to humanity and all that crap, because it's crap. The ones who are pretending there's no problem, you know, we all should get sick, you know, right away, get it over with. And, yeah, well, I'm going to increase the number who die by, what, 50% or more. Yeah, so what? As long as it's not you, right? Okay, so, yeah. So you're inconvenienced, you don't like it. Wearing a mask is too much trouble. I mean, it's just such bullshit. Sorry, I just can't find any empathy for not recognizing that, you know, this is something we probably should have taken care of years ago in terms of understanding that we make each other sick. That human beings carry diseases and they give them to each other. And that, yeah, we probably should do this wash your hand thing now and then and all the rest of that crap. I mean, it's sort of statistically proven that you can't walk anywhere in public without picking up people's duty on your hands. You know, so, yeah, it's a pretty dirty world. Oh, but for whatever reason, okay, this has you in hysterics. Okay, well, I don't get it. I also don't have to live with it, frankly. So, yeah, it is a nuisance, all these things. Sure, it's like the seatbelt laws. Oh, what a fucking horror. But, you know, you can't deny the science. You know, the statistical facts that the seatbelt's going to save your ass more often than it's going to kill your ass. It's just a fact. Yes, yeah, sometimes it's going to kill you. Sometimes seatbelts murder people. But non-seatbelts murders more. Fuck. So, not terribly interested, frankly. So, I'll just remove that one. Alright, I'm new to this channel. What is the question you think? Okay, so I already answered this, and some SB douchebag responds with, who is saying E equals MV? I am, you retard. That's what, see, I wrote down, It's with a versus between them, right? I said, so what's the controversy, the guy asked? I'm saying the controversy is E equals 1/2 mv squared versus, okay, E equals mv, which is what Newton actually said. See, this is where you propagandists are so you're so insidious in the sense that you really do believe that Newton believed in mv squared when, no, he opposed it, overtly opposed it. Okay, he didn't, like, in secret. I mean, Newton hated controversy and he hated being in fights. So he sent minions to do his fighting for him. Okay, he suggested to other people that maybe you should do something about that. It's kind of like Darwin did the same thing. You know, Darwin didn't like being in the middle of arguments. He didn't like arguing. It's just a fact. So other people did the arguing for him. You know, not a big deal. But Newton clearly opposed it. Okay, he didn't invent F equals MA. All of that crap is your lies about who Newton was. But I mean, how can you be this fucking stupid? You're on the channel that really for the last 3 years, all I've talked about is how momentum is the only thing there really is. And there is no such thing as whatever kinetic energy theory says there is. Okay, that's just a fallacy. You'll never demonstrate its existence. And then you type this kind of bullshit comment. So I don't know, block, delete, I guess we'll just delete that one. I mean, you don't know what a versus VS means. When you see that, you don't know what it means. Links from your servers are just pending. Oh, them feelings. What the fuck could that mean? I don't know. So we'll just delete it. People are just so fucking stupid. Anyway, when you're holding an object, calories based on work are done by your muscles. The language of conventional physics is the work is just not going to the book. No, the fact is they're saying you're not doing any work because they're not recognizing that the work has to go through you to get to the ground. The ground is actually the thing that's going to get the hottest in the end, okay? It's in the end, the ground is going to be absorbing it. But the fact is we're going to waste a ton of it doing this because we don't have, unless you put it on your head and you go right through your skeleton, you're going to wobble holding the weight. And so you're going to constantly keep doing more work. And it's real work. It's not fake work. Jesus, people are just so fucking stupid. All right, imagine the weight you're holding on the end of an elastic band. You can see the elastic band has energy of the load in its stretch. You can see that once it stretches, that's it. It stores the energy, and then the energy no longer is causing anything in the elastic band. Okay, it's reached its maximum holding pressure. So it's achieved the same pressure as the pressure of the earth, and now the earth is doing all the work because it can't yield, it can't change its pressure. Its pressure is now equalized, it's thermodynamically equalized. All right, oh, look at all this crap. You can even feel the temperature of the elastic band hotter when stretched and it cools down when relaxed. Yes, consider these facts. When you place an object on a table, for instance, the temperature of the table increases. When you apply a load to a beam, it deflects and increases temperature. We know all that. All right, calories, heat, essentially the same. There you go, good. Work is being done in the molecular structure. Gary is correct. The idea of any object supporting the load isn't work. Supporting the load isn't work is absorbed. So that's not very well written, I have to say. No, but the point is the ground is always doing the work, ultimately. It's where the work goes to die, in a sense. Well, see, that's the wrong way to say it. I've said it before, but Newton's third law is sort of incorrect. It's not about equal and opposite reactions. It's about losing your energy. If you give somebody $10, there's no opposite force that made you poorer. You're poorer because you gave away the $10. Friction absorbs your energy. It doesn't produce an opposite force. It's not producing a force. It's just consuming the one you had before you gave it away. So we'll approve that one. I know they always mess up this thread whenever you approve something. It's like a disaster. Okay, so he says, draft physics. I don't know why it's a response to me, but whatever, we'll see. The longer you have to hold the object against gravity, the more work it will be doing. I agree in a sense that the longer you have to hold the object up, the longer you have to move particles in your muscles, i.e. total distance of particles moved will increase. So again, you're doing this. You can't recognize that it really isn't just about some stupid distance argument. You really can't figure that out, that it's really about how long you're fighting a force, not how much distance you're accomplishing. That I can push on a brick wall and I can do a lot of work pushing on it and I go no distance. Well, whatever. Gravity is clearly a time-dependent force. There you go. That's the truth. That's the one you ought to really pay attention to. This depends on a lot of what you mean by gravity. Yeah, this stuff pushing us down. And time dependent. It's not time dependent in any other sense than I've already metaphored it. Is you're collecting it. Big masses or big buckets, they collect lots of gravity rain. Little masses or little buckets, they collect very little. That's why they move the same speed. Is because one's collecting a lot and moving a lot of mass, and one's collecting a little and moving a little mass, and it comes out to be the same. But when they hit the ground, you know that those different velocities, the same velocity doesn't mean the same impact. Duh. Anyway, you have a tendency of taking the language of conventional physics and turning it into something else. Well, I frankly, you have your conventional physics has the tendency to take reasonable language and pervert it into unreasonable mush, like turning friction into a force. Friction is not a force. Friction consumes your force. All right. I would say that that gravity is not time dependent. Well, you can say it all you want, but it's clearly obvious to rational, logical deducers, okay, that's what it is. That's the right answer. Your distance is your argument is nonsense, because obviously fast things accomplish, you know, can go further than slow things. So what? Doesn't mean they have more energy. Doesn't mean they have more mass. All right, force, because things seem to weigh the same unless there is mass or location has changed. I don't know exactly what that's saying, but I'll approve it. Look, the whole point that I'm making, you know, is that momentum is weight. Right now you're being pushed down, let's say 1 meter per second. So you weigh whatever your mass is, okay? They're the same because you're multiplying by one. If I push you sideways at 2 meters per second, well, then you'll weigh twice as much when you hit the scale going sideways, right? If I make it 3 meters per second, well, then you'll weigh three times. You see, it works that way. Anyway. Yeah. By the time I get up to five, that's the same as the gravitational constant, right? Because gravity takes... You know, in 1 meter, you're only going 5.0 or 4.9 meters per second, right? So that's the trick of it. But the idea is, you know, 1 newton falling 1 meter is a joule. Well, 1 newton falling 1 meter, it means it's going a velocity of 4.9 meters per second. So obviously, 1 joule is going to weigh 1/2 of a kilogram. There you go. Fighting gravity doesn't need to... Oh, I have to approve that. Okay, I'll do that. What the hell? Some fool online. Okay, so fighting gravity doesn't need to require work. So this is supposed to be the retard from the retarded message board. But he's really not, okay? Because he sort of lied about that. When directly asked, he said, oh, yes, I do participate on the message board. The asshole who closed the thread isn't just a... He's supposed to be a god of the forum. Why didn't you just say, yes, I am a god of the forum. And I shut down conversations whenever I feel like it. Okay, yeah, why didn't you just say the truth? Oh, that's right, because it wouldn't be the truth. a chair that is supporting a person's weight isn't doing any work. So now that's where the point would be is, of course, it is. It's doing a lot of work. It's getting stressed and it's getting heated. So the more weight I put on it, the hotter the chair is going to get. And obviously where the legs are hitting the earth is going to be pretty warm also. Because there's going to be lots of pushing in and lots of pushing back. So you're just plainly wrong, stupid fuck. All right, let's see what this moron said. Okay, work is defined as force times distance. Yeah, and who defined it? And it's stupid. It doesn't work. You already know it doesn't work because of gravity. You have to go four times higher to double your speed. So it's overtly telling you, I take the same mass, and I want to double the velocity, which is double its momentum. I have to put it four times higher. Do you think because it's four times higher, it's now going to land with more than twice the velocity? Of course not. But you think it somehow has more energy. It doesn't. Okay, it only has twice as much. It doesn't have four times as much. So we're just back to these silly things you keep saying are true for which you have no evidence that they're true. Zero. It doesn't take four times more gas to go twice as fast. Again, the lever proves it. You put a certain amount of momentum on one side, and you can produce any amount you want to on the other side in terms of you'll conserve the momentum, but you'll have the mass to velocity ratio you can completely change. And so you can give it a very high velocity and a very small mass, and you're saying it's more energy. Somehow the pendulum can oscillate with, 500 joules on this side and only 50 joules on this side. If I put it 10 times further away from the fulcrum. That's your theory. It doesn't make any sense. It comes down with a certain amount of energy. It's going to hit the lever and it's going to push the other side up. How can 500 joules only produce 50 joules on the other side? And then when 50 joules goes down, how can it shoot 500 joules on the other side? You don't understand how that's just free energy and stupid? And how many times do I have to fucking say it to you fucking retards? So you can tell me what you think work is defined as, and I'm saying, I object. That's stupid. So you go ahead and think it has something to do with distance. I'm going to say it has something to do with how much force you're fighting and how long you're fighting it. Okay. If the book isn't moving, distance is zero, thus work equals zero. Yeah, well, okay, that's your moronic statement. So go ahead and live by that moronic statement that I'm holding a 50-pound bag of potatoes and I'm not doing any work. Go ahead and say it, and I'll know it's crap, okay? Physical reality will say it's crap, okay? But go ahead and believe it, retard. I should just block him. Anyway... So I guess I said here, and you can't assume that they're not. Okay, so he's arguing that I didn't, in the video, I never assumed they're 50-50. I mean, that the Arbor Scientific video, that the one cart is half the mass of the other. I pointed it out that they don't give us the masses. All right, and so I said, we can just assume. There's nothing on the carts to make it look like they put weights on them. So they're pretty clean, so all they have are the springs. And you could say, 10 grams per spring or something. And so then the heavy cart would be a tiny bit underweight because, you're only adding 20 grams to the heavier cart, and you're adding 20 grams to the lighter cart, and it's going to be a higher percentage of its weight. So you could make some arguments like that, but I didn't make any assumptions. I made it clear that I'm going to say the default is, because there's nothing else attached to the carts, that the standard carts are sold that way, okay? So that is perfectly reasonable. That the cart that's twice as big weighs twice as much because it's made out of fucking metal and they saw it and, if it's twice as much metal, it's going to weigh twice as much. Duh. Anyway, why should we assume that any particular value in order to say that we'd have... that they'd have any claim mass relationship to each other, there needs to be evidence of some kind. So again, just more crap about something I didn't say. So that's just straw man mush that doesn't mean anything. I could just make the same argument. Did Professor Lewin show us weighing the carts with the clay blob on it? No, he didn't. So you're such a duplicitous hypocrite. You're saying, well, we need to know the weights. Well, how come you trust Professor Lewin when the thing's got a blob of clay on it? And you don't trust, you know, a rational deduction when you're looking at it with your own eyes and saying, well, there are no attachments on the carts. They're sold as half and whole mass. So we know they're sold that way, retard. One weighs, you know, whatever, 200 grams. The other one weighs 400 grams. So naked, that's how much the carts weigh, shit for brain. If you don't see anything attached to them, or not much attached to them, well, then you can assume those weights are still the same weights. All right, well, anyway. How can you know if this experiment is consistent with another one or not when you don't even know the masses of the carts and therefore don't know the momentum? So again, I pointed out how there's reasoning. There's reason to assume, okay, that the carts are half mass, whole mass. It's not an unreasonable deduction, and you're just arguing for the sake of argument. So fuck you. Trolling is what you're doing. Okay. Fulcrum, liftoff, I'm talking about a pendulum. Doesn't matter. Pendulums and levers are the same thing. Okay, mechanically, it's the same idea. You're just using gravity as a storage device. You're putting a mass in storage. Okay, you're consuming its energy by putting it in a place where it's going to get the energy back again. All right, and that's all it is. So it's a reservoir for the energy. Same as the pendulum. Lever, pendulum, same exact mechanism, really, in the sense that all you're doing is putting masses into a different location in gravity space, and you're doing it at variable velocities. Less variable in the case of the lever, in the sense that the lever itself won't likely have a very variable velocity. But anyway, so, I mean, just more bad. You're just baby talking now. So I've answered it, and I'll delete it. All right. It occurs to me it's plenty bummy to sit there and call Lewin a liar behind a computer screen. It's not behind a computer screen in the sense that, yeah, I have a whole channel with thousands of videos. I have a reputation to maintain just like he does. Now, you say he can call other people uneducated flat earthers. Okay, he can imply that their degree isn't substantive because somebody disagrees with Professor Lewin. So again, you're just showing your insane, duplicitous hypocrisy. Professor Lewin, it's okay for him to say you're as dumb as a flat earther, okay, to a master degree professional. It's okay for him to say that because somebody disagrees with him. I mean, you're such a hypocrite. All whites pretending you offer $2,000. So I'm not pretending to offer the money. Okay, again, it's a written contract on my website. I'm obligated. All right, a court would find I'm obligated when somebody meets the standards if they do what's required to pay the money. So again, there's nothing pretending. All right, I can show you the emails. Will you retract your lie if I show you the emails I've sent to these people? Overtly offering the money? Okay. Anybody who can debunk. So again, that's a lie. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying, can you debunk it? I'm saying, play the argument and then respond to it. Okay? Play it on your channel and demonstrate whether you can or cannot argue it. I'd love to hear your fucking argument. I'm paying them to hear their fucking argument. Okay, in a public arena where they have to sit there and be accountable. Go ahead, explain how, I could even argue just simple things. Like, go ahead, explain how Newton said F equals ma when he overtly didn't. When you didn't invent that pile of shit until 1822. So go ahead and explain how Newton said it when it didn't show up on a single piece of paper anywhere until 1822. You fucking pieces of shit liars. When you could easily perform the experiment yourself for less money. It's not about this one experiment. It's about, first off, exposure. The whole fucking point of offering the money is to get exposure so somebody rational would show up and make a goddamn comment instead of you useless trolls. I actually want somebody competent that actually knows some physics to make an argument. You're an ignorant asshole talking out of your fucking ass. You're of no fucking value. You're a noisemaker. Okay, I might as well just... I think I'll block him soon. Yeah. All right. So he says, I made a playlist, right? And I showed your fucking playlist, okay? You couldn't manage. You couldn't even perform the minor task of posting a fucking link, idiot. You know, I had to do it for you, okay? All right. When you do your analysis on video, make sure you account for the fact that the larger car is moving in the opposite direction. Why should I have to account for it? That's your dopey theory. That somehow heat this way undoes heat that way. Yeah, pretty stupid. So anyway, and he puts this word cheat in here, so that's reason enough. I'm sick of your false accusations, okay? You lie somewhere else. I don't have to debunk liars, okay? I have no obligation to waste my good time arguing against lies. All right, whatever, fiction is fake. So this is not a good guy. Let's see, 3 weeks ago. I'm new to this channel. What is the question? Oh, okay, so that's the one I responded to. I answered his stupid, fucking moronic, jackass question. All right, so we'll go to published. Let's see if we get anything different in here. All right, I would like more debating of Ken's BS. Yeah, so okay, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've been there and done that. Who cares? Yeah, Toadie's just talking about the nice conversation. Concise, very good. Okay, so this is the one. Eric Ritter. You know, please look me up. My experiments show QM fails. So it's another guy, bold accusation, bold claim. Evidence is obscure and bizarre, frankly. And he's defending the stupid, he's doubling down on wave mechanics. So again, what relevance does it have to this channel? Are you being fair to this channel that what posts this little tacky fucking advertisements on my channel? I mean, if you had any kind of sincere desire to have somebody scrutinize your crap, you should do it with an email or something. I'd post this crap. All right, so I did go to his channel. I did watch his fucking garbage videos, frankly. Yeah, and it's just it's a waste of time. Ew, looks like the browser wants to crash. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Oh, great. So, I'll have to redo the video. So I guess I better pause. Alright, I should be back. Reboot Linux. It just is so close to working well, but, you know, once a day, I have to reboot. At least... just irritating. Anyway, all right, so let's see if we can find a comment here that, okay, so I did the Eric guy, and all the rest of it seems to be comments I've already responded to, so I think we're okay there. I think. Yeah, I thought there was some thread here that was had something in it. No, okay. All right, so now we can go to... let's see, maybe the Pyro comments. I thought there was something else I wanted to do, but we'll do that first. These are just such raggy pieces of shit. I mean, these people are so disgusting. You know, there's just, you know, just... So to be serious, since she calls me Gary, I'll call her Karen, okay? A long-time adversary. Doesn't make any videos. So she's one of these, you know, she's one of these feminists that give feminism a bad name. She's just always hiding behind her, you know, inflated uterus and, you know, pretending she's, you know, there are women are just all Wonder Women. So instead of being fairly, you know, in the competitive game, they just want to cheat. You know, they just want to be called a winner because they're a woman. And, you know, she's just amplifying that by playing a game that's so cowardly and so anti-fairness and all the things women should be admired for having some sort of appreciation for. I mean, there's things about, you know, the facts, you know, and the fact is that without women, we wouldn't have Social Security or workman's compensation. You know, we wouldn't have a lot of things, a lot of great social institutions wouldn't exist without women voting. It made a big, a huge difference. And so women clearly were able to be empathetic and to understand bullies and retards talking out of their ass and all that kind of crap. And yet now the new feminist wants to, you know, as I've sort of put it, they don't want to be fully actualized human beings. They want to be fully actualized Homer Simpsons. They want the freedom to be a pig. They want to be the rapist now. You know, that's what they really want to do. They want to create victims, and they want to be the bullies. And, you know, they're not looking for fairness or security. They're looking for the right to be a pig. And that's what she amplifies. She's a pig. All right, she talks this shit. She put up nothing. All right, she has strap-on balls. Okay, putting on strap-on balls doesn't make you John Wayne, Karen. Okay, you're not John Wayne coming to the rescue. Okay, you're a pretender. Okay, with a bunch of, you know, vinyl products attached to you. Yeah, anyway. I admire your stubborn ability to engage with this. What engagement has there been? So, you know, if I just asked you to please show me where he actually engaged with a single point made in my video, right? The whole first 7 minutes of my video was making the point that this is what has evolved in our discussion for the last 10 years. These are the facts we now know. And Pirro talked over it. He didn't pay a single bit of attention to a single one of those points. And you call that an ability of some kind? An ability to do what? Evade the subject? Well, yes, he was very good at evading the subject. And he said twice in the video, hey, he's not talking about me. He said it twice. Clearly, all he wants is to talk about him and what his feelings are. And you admire that. Yeah, very intellectual of you. Anyway. However, I feel compelled to point out that you could have done lots of other things with the hour and a half you spent here. So she's basically saying science isn't worth talking about. Yeah, you know. So what could he have done with the time? What exactly could he talk about with the time that would have been the appropriate? Should he talk about how great LIGO is? Because it employs lots of women. You know, lots of women are the front people for LIGO. LIGO wouldn't exist without, you know, a woman running the Science Foundation. A woman who apparently, you know, placates the military wherever she needs to. Yes, we built it because the military liked it. Anyway, I will say again that it would be great if someone would establish a fundraiser for Gary. Isn't that just so special? To take a beginning physics 101 at community college near him. Why would I need to do that when I've already played them in my video? So I've actually played all the way through 40 lectures by Professor Lewin. 50 hour long lectures I played in my videos. Okay, the whole lecture. Why would I go, why would we fundraise for me to hear the same crap all over again? The same exact crap. Okay, and it is crap. Newton didn't say F equals MA. Why are you keep slandering him? Why are you defending people slandering Newton? They say Newton was wrong. Well, could you articulate where Newton said something wrong? Could you show me the paper he published as a scientific paper that had wrong in it? No, you can't. You coward. Why don't you back up what you're defending, you coward? Oh, fuck. Disgusting. If he's not interested in that, maybe he'd be willing to take a look at Andrew Dawson's. It's so amazing. He's so far abstract. He's got the woo so far up his ass. You couldn't have a conversation with him about physics. He doesn't know any physics. He's so lost in quantum mechanics. It's just such a joke. I mean, he's doing that, you know, the color chromatography or something, or whatever the fuck it's called. I mean, it's such woo physics that, yeah, it's way past the standard model in terms of complex and full of crap. It's a math. He has a math degree. He's getting a master's in math. He's a doctor of math. He doesn't know any physics. Jeez. I'd get a chuckle of watching Gary argue with Andrew. Yeah, I'm offering him $3,000. Can he show up to the table? Well, $2,000 anyway. Can he show up to the table for the money? So, I mean, I really, it's just a fact, okay? Go look at the list of all the people I've offered. Look, the guy, the science, what the tells the channel. Well, we'll go to it later, maybe, if I have time. I mean, such an asshole. I really hate this guy. The Action Lab guy, right? Gets millions of views, okay? He's doing fucking cooking knife commercials in the video. So it's an 8-minute video, and there's a minute and a half where he's talking about cooking knives. You know, knives for chefs and shit that we all should go out and buy. You know, probably insanely expensive, silly knives. He's doing commercials for absolutely crap in his videos. Gigantic, long, tedious, moronic commercials. What do you have to say about that, Karen? Do you think that's a good idea for physics? Is to put lots of commercials in it? God damn. I'd get a chuckle of watching Gary argue with Andrew. Yeah, I'd get a chuckle at it too, where he could explain to me why it's okay to lie about what Newton said. You know, why you all have license to lie about what Galileo, Descartes, and Newton actually believed, and how many things they said that were actually wrong. Because it's going to be a tiny percentage of the things they said that are actually wrong. All right. So Piro says, Tibede, I am stuck like whatever Zoroaster when the snake has his tongue. Well, whatever this is. I don't want to disengage from public discourse. Well, you've disengaged from relevant discourse. Who the fuck could find anything you say relevant? In the last 2 years, 3 years, have you actually made a video anybody could watch, you know, and say, gee, that was interesting? No! You've lost the program entirely. Okay, you're not even close to being speaking a language anybody can understand. And I find I like that to be in the public for whatever reason. Oh, it's just so, he's so fucking, just, you know, anyway, there are discussions on Discord that are interesting. Well, could you point me to one? Because I haven't ever found anything on Discord that's interesting. Not a goddamn thing. It's unreadable bullshit. Anyway, but I want to record it like YouTube combos are. So why don't you do that? You could do that easy enough, right? I mean, you do have OBS. You could record your Discords, whatever those are. I don't need a lot of people, but I don't know of another platform. And what I want is YouTube with video replies. Well, again, it's really easy to make a video reply and just post a link to the video. So again, it's not that hard to do. I reply to videos all the time. Really not hard to do. It's nobody else wants to do it is the point. Okay. And 10-minute limits would be great. Oh, so you should do anything important in 10-minute limits. 10-minute sound bites. All the important subjects can be dealt with in 10-minute bites. So you're becoming a Twitterite, I guess. Why don't you just make it 1 minute? Okay. So we'll just throw propaganda at each other. Great idea. Really interesting. Can't wait. Oh, yeah, I can. Fuck it. Sounds good to me. So to be serious, just can't wait for more 10-minute videos by Piro talking about, how's this microphone work? What the fuck? I thought it was on. Is that on? Can you hear me? Am I here? Am I live? Yeah, great. Can't wait. I think I might have sounded derisive and insensitive. Oh, fuck you, you patronizing bitch. I mean, you fat-assed, fat-headed piece of crud. How dare you? You put up nothing. Stand by something, right? Remember years ago you did a silly video on, the genome, you know, the female little eggy part, you know, and you tried to make the argument that women are improving their genetics by having happy thoughts and marching in fun parades. And I pointed out to you that, no, it's just a negative process. All you can do is damage eggs. You can't make an egg any better. You can't make its epigenetics any. You can't improve them. All you can do is fucking break them. That's all you can do. You can't do anything else. You don't have any egg power. Okay? There's not a bunch of female egg power to improve the human race. All you can do is try not to drink lead paint while you're pregnant, maybe. Fucking, you can't. Women can't even accomplish that anymore. I just wanted to say that I might be time for him to spend a bit of time away from insults. Well, that's all you have to argue with is insults. You want to show me somewhere where you assholes can come here with an argument? You know, I'm only doing the Newtonian equal reaction thing, okay? You give me insult and I throw it back at you, fat ass. Oh, damn. And instead of burrowing into physics texts. Well, frankly, I'm interested in physics. So if you're not, why don't you just shut the fuck up, silly person? And yeah, you have to have some sort of knowledge, and you don't have any. Why don't you explain how clay is a really good medium for, let's not say observing, analyzing energy of objects. Why don't you give us your professional smart analysis of how, yeah, that's the go-to medium. They proved mv squared with it. Well, yeah, of course, they changed it to 1/2 mv squared, so all those clay experiments were really rubbish. But let's keep talking about them anyway. See, her heroine, Madame Chartelet, she'll try to resurrect, but the fact is she proved a theory they changed by 50%. So every answer she got, you have to change it by 1/2. You know, kind of a huge amount, right? 100 turns into 50. That's how far off her. She had a 50% margin of error. Yeah. Oh, what a great scientist. It's only a 50% margin of error. Yeah. Anyway, that might result in a more expansive, creative discussion between you, the two of you, but maybe not. No, there's no point in discussion between a lying sack of dirty, smelly shit like Pyrrho. Hoffa, they found it pointless. I found it pointless, okay? Because, yes, he concedes to arguments, and then the very next day, he undoes his concession. So there's no point. He's just a fanatic, okay, for his whatever it is. You know, he won't even tell us there's some underlying Lipnotzian kind of theory. You know, Leibniz believed in solitons and monads, and that's why he was so aggressive about shoving his religion into his physics. And Pyrrho has some similar kind of wooey infinitude and beyond philosophy. All right. I tried to get him to take a physics class at a local community college. So I don't even want to talk about why this is, profoundly insulting in a way, in the sense that these people do know my history, you know, of my life and, you know, certain circumstances that make all of this moot conversation anyway. But can you imagine, you know, how long I would last at a college when I'm going to keep saying every time the professor opens his mouth, well, isn't the truth is that Newton never said that? I mean, what's the point? Okay, if only you get access to the lab. And what I really have access, I wonder if they let the students play with the air track. Yeah, probably not. I think he'd like it, except for the other people telling him why he is wrong. So more telling me why, how I'm wrong without explaining how I'm wrong. So again, just put up nothing, Pyrrho. Put up absolutely nothing. So show that you have just no integrity at all. Why don't you show one of the posts from the Naked Emperor message board that had any integrity? That was a great argument. Do you think what did the guy say about pendulums? I mean, he said some kind of silly thing. Damn, I can't remember. Well, anyway, I mean, just silly fucking arguments. Why don't you, again, stand up and show us which one of the brilliant Brozo videos you stand by. All right, anyway. Unfortunately, that's a big exception. Yeah, well, fuck you. All suck accounts. Hey, did you try deny us Pyro Draft Science videos? Hey, don't try to deny us. They're gold. Yeah, well, whatever. They're just full of crap, wasted drama, because Pyro was never on the subject of physics.
I agree. I'm only saying that I experience a bit of deja vu when I see that another round has begun.
Well, it's not another round because, yeah, again, Pyro never wants to argue the actual subject of the video. He's always arguing some other subject. It's just a waste. All right. So I think that's it. This here is the other guy with strap-on balls, the John Wayne impersonator. So fuck that. And Barklord is just worrying about Zeno's paradox being correctly understood as being an illustration of the failure. Just like Schrodinger's cat is an illustration of what a big fucking joke quantum mechanics is. And it's just funny that people think it's an argument for it when clearly it's an argument against it. But anyway, it was proposed as, you're not stupid enough to believe this, are you? And then they said, yes, we are. We love it. Okay. So anyway. The world is just too dumb. All right, so how far am I? It's 18 minutes. I probably got 25. Yeah, all right. Maybe I'll save the other video. So I do want to talk about interferometers again because it's an interesting subject. So the Action Lab did a cheap version, blah, 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 said things that are just stupid in my opinion. And it's kind of important to understand what's going on. But he actually made a beam splitter out of just a plain piece of glass. Just as I did. So you're almost arguing, well, if you can split the light with a plain piece of glass, why are you putting half silver mirror on it? Why are you bothering with any of that crap? If a plain piece of glass does it, why do they make beam splitters in all these other fancy ways? I think it's a good question. But no one will answer it. All right, anyway. So, Sabine Hassenfelder, she's gotten totally unwatchable. Anyway, the most epic fights in science. Well, so that might be interesting, right? Let's see. Leibniz and Newton. Let's see if they get the right fight. You over kinetic energy. That would be interesting. Just so you all know that Newton was against it, not for it. It's not Newtonian physics. But we're going to have to watch the commercial and all that crap. Well, maybe I'll pause it and see how it starts. So I'd be back. All right, this should be the Leibniz part. Newton and Leibniz.
Fight!
Newton and Leibniz were both instrumental in the development of differential calculus.
Okay, so the argument is, though, factually, that Newton clearly invented it first, and clearly Leibniz had access to Newton's earlier papers, and so there's good reason to question whether Leibniz just changed the form of Newton's invention, and that's the facts. But anyway, it is true that Leibniz did do some things, binary math, and some other things are really quite interesting, but I don't think the calculus was his invention.
But they approached the topic entirely differently. Newton came at it from a physical perspective and thought about the changes of variables with time. Leibniz had a more abstract, analytical approach. He looked at...
Abstract and analytical, frankly, are not very compatible terms. So I really hate when somebody says something like that. Abstract is anti-analytical.
General variables x and y that could take on infinitely close values. Leibniz introduced dx and dy as differences between successive values of these sequences. The two men also had a completely different attitude to science communication.
Well, this is disappointing. So she's not going to point out that Leibniz invented mv squared. Come on. And she won't also point out that Leibniz died a nobody. Okay, completely forgotten. No one went to the funeral. Not like a few people, but no one. And Newton was buried as a god.
Leibniz put a lot of thought into the symbols he used and how he explained himself. Newton, on the other hand, wrote mostly for himself and often used whatever notation he liked on that day. Because of this, Leibniz's notation was much easier to generalize to multiple variables, and much of the notation we use in calculus today.
Yeah, most of the irrelevant jargony part, right. So the irrelevant part, we use the Leibniz because he has a cuter symbol for an integral. You know, this kind of silly nonsense. Who cares?
Goes back to Leibniz. Though the notation x dot for speed and x double dot for acceleration that we use in physics comes from Newton. Okay, so they both developed differential calculus. But who did it first? Historians say today it's clear that Newton had the idea first during the plague years, 1665 and 66.
But it's clear, yes. He published, he wrote letters, other people saw it long before Leibniz, 10 years before Leibniz. 10 years. It's not a little ahead of time, it's a lot ahead of time.
But he didn't write it up until 5 years later, and it wasn't published for more than 20 years. Meanwhile, Leibniz invented calculus in the mid-1670s. So by the time word got out, it looked as if they both had the idea at the same time. Newton and Leibniz then got into a bitter dispute over who was first. Leibniz wrote to the British Royal Society to ask for a committee to investigate the matter.
Right, but see, this, she's leaving out the whole part that caused the controversy. It wasn't because Newton made the accusation. It's because people like Fadio, okay, the guy who really invented Lesage gravity, he published, pointing out how Leibniz had to steal it because he, you know, personally read Newton's papers and blah, 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 and he knows Newton had precedent on the subject and all of that crap. So it was because of all the other people arguing about it that Newton had to take any stand on the subject. But he really didn't take any stand, and he, you know, and so they're trying to make this into a kangaroo court, and it really wasn't.
But at that time, the society's president was Isaac Newton, and Newton simply drafted the report himself. He wrote, "We reckon Mr. Newton, the first inventor," and then presented it to the members of the committee to sign, which they did. The document...
It's not really that simple. But the simple truth is that's what the facts could prove. So, it's, you know, to deny that there weren't more... There was a plenty of facts in that statement, and facts that were not possible for Leibniz to refute. It was irrefutable that Newton... There was clear evidence of Newton's precedent. He did say it first, by a long shot, by, you know, years.
Was published in 1712 by the Royal Society with the title Commercium Epistolicum Collini et Allorium de Analysi Promota. In the modern translation, the title would be Newton totally destroys Leibniz. On top of that, a comment on the report was published in the Philosophical Transaction of the Royal Society of London. The anonymous author, who was also Newton, explained in this comment, "The method of fluxions, as used by Mr. Newton, has all the advantages of the differential."
So what she's also not saying is Leibniz did exactly the same thing. He published his defenses under assumed names. So just, you know, it's all how people want to tell the history, right? So this was a common practice, you know, back then was, you know, these kind of shenanigans happened all the time, you know, that things were published under fake identities. So it's just bullshit, really. This is how it was done.
And some others, it is more elegant. Newton has recourse to convergence series, and thereby his method becomes incomparably more universal than that of Mr. Leibniz. Leibniz responded with his own anonymous publication.
There you go, see? Yeah, so, come on. Yeah, that's the game.
4-page paper, which in the modern translation would be titled Leibniz owns Newton. That anonymous text gave all the credit to Leibniz and directly accused Newton of stealing calculus. Leibniz even wrote his own History and Origin of Differential Calculus in 1714. He went so far to change the dates on some of his manuscripts.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, he went so far as to change the dates on his manuscripts to create fake evidence. I mean, who's the guy showing more or less integrity? Duh. Why would he do that? If he had a solid foundation for his argument, why would he change dates on papers? Right? Right.
To pretend he knew about calculus before he really did. And Newton? Well, even
I mean, the story isn't that complicated. Leibniz had no home. Leibniz was this guy who just went from city to city and town to town, wherever he could find somebody to pay him to be a scientist. And, you know, so he was constantly collecting information from all kinds of people and putting it together to make arguments. And so some of that is really valid, but he clearly, if he's not a plagiarist overtly, he's a plagiarist in the sense that he's sitting on the shoulders of giants. Okay, maybe not standing on them, but he's sure sitting on them.
After Leibniz died, Newton refused to mention him in the third edition of his Principia. You can read the full story in Rupert Hall's book, Philosophers at War.
Yeah, you can read whatever the story they will tell that won't be any full story, I don't think. Because really, the other argument that was happening exactly at the same time was this argument over mv squared. The year before Newton published his theory, Leibniz proposed this stupid mv squared crapola for energy. And again, it impressed no one. Too bad, that's over.
Fight!
Oh, well, this is a big fake fight here. Shit. The world is just so full of bullshit. Okay, let's listen to it. What the hell? Let's see how many errors she makes in this one. This was about two companies, okay? And Tesla had no interest, frankly. He didn't have anything really to do with DC versus AC. Really didn't have a damn thing to do with it.
Electric lights came in use around the end of the 19th century. At first, they all worked with Thomas Edison's...
I'm not going to bother playing it just because it gets into a really deep subject. I mean, the fact is that when you really, you know, the Kathy Loves History and Science or whatever that channel is, you know, she went into some of it. I mean, there's really a European guy who really invented the goddamn phase AC motor. And it's clear that Tesla just copied it. I mean, it's so improbable, you know, that they both designed exactly the same fucking motor. You know, come on. Ugh. So anyway, yeah, who wants to get into it? No, fuck that. It's not important enough. Go ahead, people, believe whatever you want to believe. I don't care. But it's probably bullshit. And such. So... now that's enough of a video now. So till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot.